from memory. I'm pretty sure we... Oh, did we do that one? Hang on, we did baptism, didn't we? Did we do it all? Oh, yes. No, we've done that one. Just hit next. We're up to the next one after that. Reconciled to God. We're up to that. And, oh, that's a little while. Only 14 questions. That's all right. I'm sure we could talk long enough to spread it out for about 6 hours. And, all right. Mondo wants to have a little chat, if he remembers what he was going to say.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, I just wanted to remind Brother Nick to turn on the recorder before we start. And, okay, I guess we're ready. Open up with prayer. Good idea. Let's all kneel together. And I'll do likewise. Okay. Okay, here we go. Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us together today. And thank you for the Sabbath we just received. Lord, we are thankful to partake in that. And we thank you for the many blessings you have given us. Also, Lord, we pray that as we study today, please send us your Holy Spirit to help teach us, guide us. And we just pray for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your word and your truth. And, oh, Lord, we just pray for those that couldn't make it today and those that are in need of healing and comfort. And, Lord, we trust you, we praise you, and we love you. Thank you for loving us so much that we may love you back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, sounds like I might need a new mic cord pretty soon. Anyway, let me click on that link. We're on chapter, 22? I believe. Next chapter. Okay. Reconciled to God. And who's first? I don't know who's first.
It's up to you if you want to go first. It doesn't really matter who starts. It just keeps it in order if we go on down the list.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll go first. No problem. Reconciled to God. What message of entreaty has God sent to us through his anointed messengers? Now we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. I have a question. What does that word entreaty mean? I'm bad with those political words. Okay, entice. What message of enticement, I should say, has God sent to us through his appointed messengers? Okay, what message of calling to has God sent to us through his appointed messengers? Now we are ambassadors for Christ through God. I mean, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So that's the message. Be ye reconciled to God. Amen. And that's 2 Corinthians 5:20.
You know, it's funny, I hold this up every single time it's my go in every study. Oh, it's my go. All right, question two. Through whom is this reconciliation made? You know, I suppose the first thing we got to understand is that we need reconciliation. A lot of people don't even think they need reconciliation to God, but we've got to understand, first of all, that we need reconciliation. We've got this bush turkey walking out the front disturbing me. Every time he walks past, I'm looking at him. Anyway, through whom is this reconciliation made? All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 10. So reconciliation is made through Jesus Christ. And you know, that might seem like a real plain statement, but when you read books like 50 Years in the Church of Rome, reconciliation for them is made through Mary. Because, you know, they give the line about how no son could ever refuse the pleas of his mother. And so, like, it's reconciliation technically is made to the Father through the Son, but you're reconciled to Christ through Mary. And that seems to be how it goes. And, you know, if Christ is that bad, well, in the eyes of the Catholic, the Father must be such a brute. That's just amazing. But reconciliation is made through Jesus, not... yeah, that's right, through the consecrated way for God. Yeah, Mondo asked before what entreaty is. Entice, call to, would do. I'm not a brilliant expert on what words mean. I suppose I could look it up in a dictionary. Anyway, I think Kelly's next.
Hi, everybody. And, Greg, I think you meant to say, yeah, not through the consecrated way for God. Anyway, number 3, what was required in order to effect this reconciliation? For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 5:10. So what was required in order to effect this reconciliation? The death of Jesus Christ. The death of his Son.
Yeah, that certainly was a high price. I mean, words like entice and reconcile, we find as hard or big words, but it was a very high price that he had to pay. Okay, number 4. What basis for reconciliation was made by Christ's death? Having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, Colossians 1:20. So what basis for reconciliation was made by Christ's death? Having made peace through his blood. I don't really understand that one, so I can't really add to it. So, what basis? Through peace.
Well, it's a simple answer, and we can understand this when we look at the sanctuary, that all things in the sanctuary were done by means of the blood. Like a sacrifice was brought in, and sometimes the priest ate part of the sacrifice, but the blood had to be shed and the blood had to be applied. So reconciliation was made possible. What basis for reconciliation? Yeah, sometimes the questions are hard to understand. Sometimes they make them too simple. You're wondering what on all the earth they're on about. But the basis for reconciliation is blood. And without blood, reconciliation is not possible. I don't know if that's quite what they're asking for, but these guys aren't alive now, I don't think, so we're not able to ask them. So unless someone's got another idea, we might have to leave it there. And Nick's next.
Nick said he wouldn't be able to, read. He's going to be standing by. He's pretty busy at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a mic. Is it working?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Okay, do you want me to read number 5? Is that it? Okay, number 5. To whom is the reconciliation received? The answer is in Romans chapter 5 and verse 11. It says, we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. It was Christ who gave shed his blood on the cross, and it was him who gave his blood to us for our reconciliation. And we owe it all to Christ and him alone.
Now, I like the margin there because it uses the word atonement. Now, that's another sanctuary word, because when you look at the sacrifices in the Old Testament in the sanctuary, that word atonement was used quite a lot, and we know that word means at one-ment, that we can be at one with God. And so, you know, reconciliation is good, but I like atonement. We're made one with God through Jesus Christ. We bring our sin, we bring our offerings in, and they reconcile or make us at one with God. And, you know, it's pretty good to be atoned, to be reconciled, to be made at one with God through Jesus. It's a hard thing to accept sometimes because we accept that God can forgive us, but some of the things that we do in our lives, we sort of question. We say, you know, how can God forgive this or forgive that? But praise the Lord that he does. All right, we're up to William. Are you on the mic tonight, William? How are you going?
Okay. Are we up to question 6?
I think that's what Tom said. Okay. So, by what union does Christ reconcile both Jew and Gentile to God through the cross? And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Ephesians 2:16. So, we are going to be, you know, in such a strong union, you know, we are going to be so close to God that it's going to seem that we are one. You know, kind of like, you know,